Hi everyone, you're welcome to another episode on my podcast, Work Life Conversations with MBL. Yes, so with me here, I have Raphael, who is my friend. So I'm going to allow him to tell us a little bit about himself. So, Raphael, you have the floor.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much, Nikhil and MBL, for having me. Just about myself. My name is Raphael. I'm a pharmacist. I'm currently working in marketing and sales position at a multinational pharmaceutical company. I'm an aspiring tech product manager. And in summary, let's just say, I love the good life. Yeah, I love the good life.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. Aspiring tech. You say it again.
Okay, I'm an aspiring tech product manager. Yeah.
That's interesting. Hey, God. The world is moving on, no? All right, so what's your crave about gadgets? Like, why do you like gadgets?
Interesting question. To be honest, I never used to look at it from that angle, like a craving, like you say, you know.
Okay.
But when I realized what a computer was, I think I should say that rather than say maybe when I was a child, that would sound cliche. But when I realized what a computer was actually, I think it's just been fascinating, because you go ahead to know what a computer actually is or what a technological device can do. And then you just go on to see the different specifications and the ability of what this device can do per se. But the crave, like you say, in order not to digress from the question, I'll just say it's largely the that can occur using some of these gadgets, like you call them, to actually achieve what you want. So this could range from the drones using photography, the gaming consoles, which actually do way gaming, you know. And to be honest, it's an endless list of possibilities. Great. Yeah, so that's actually the creep for me, like that endless list of possibilities you can achieve with these devices. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to that gaming consoles, because I think I can't know that there's PS5 and easy to play games, but now that you said I can do more than that, I think we'll come back to it. So do you feel like there are some basic gadgets that everyone should have, or like maybe anybody that is serious? You know, now we're in 2020, the world has moved on to AI and all of that. So do you really feel like there's some basic gadgets that at least everyone should have?
Okay, yeah, so now we say everyone, I think, yeah, because I was going to say, when you say basic gadgets, I was going to say it's quite tricky, mm-hmm. because it largely depends on your field of expertise or what you do actually. But talking from a general perspective, at least a few things I think everyone should have, like basic things, I'll say maybe number one is emphasis on the smartphone, not just a lot of phones, but not even smart. You know, when you start using a phone where you look at it and you're like, nah, this is not supposed to be, probably you're smarter than that phone. It's actually not a smartphone at some point, but just on the light end of a smartphone, you know. And then number two, I'll say a laptop or a desktop, or even a combination, or you have both of them, depending on the nature of your job, you know. And number three, I would say Wi-Fi or good internet connection. Okay. Let's just put it like that. Wi-Fi or good internet connection, regardless, even if it's not Wi-Fi, even if it's your cellular data or whatever it is, but good internet connection. It's very important in this age and time, because if you're not connected to the world, then I don't know what's going on with you, you know. Then number four, I'll just put this in there, maybe headphones or headphones. So it could be wireless, it could be the wired headphones, but headphones, I think that's actually another thing I'll say is a basic for everyone right now. And then finally, those on my aggregate, this is not really a gadget, but I personally believe that organization generally increases your productivity. So I'll say a writing pad or a note taking app. So you have a couple of them, like Evernote, your default note app on your phone, the OneNote for Microsoft, all of them actually. So yeah, I'll say note taking app. So that's like a personal add-on thing. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the smartphones. I love the fact that you said I like emphasis on the smart. So I feel, well, let's say almost every young person right now, almost every young person right now owns a phone, like a good phone. So like almost every young person has a smartphone in quotes. Even MTN is in this upgrade now that they tell you that you should get a smartphone. So what's the ideal concept of what a smartphone should have or should be like, or the basic concept that you feel like, okay, if you have a phone and you're calling that phone a smartphone, then your phone should be able to do this and this.
Okay, so let's see. It could be very simple to say that there's a smartphone. So, but I'll just say a few things. I think there might be a little bit more things to be added to that. But the phone should be able to make regardless. So that's not even making it smart. But things I think would make it smart, at least should be able to connect to the internet. That's one. You should have a camera, you know, so that you take photos, record some events or record something, you know. So a camera, and let's see, what else again? I think I mentioned the camera part of it, and I mentioned the fact that you should be able to connect to the internet. I think that basically, I don't know, off the top of my head. When you're able to connect to the internet, at least email service. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Email service. Okay. Yeah, you should be able to do some of those things with your phone. I think at least you can call it the smartphone, but what level, that depends, really, you know, yeah.
Okay. We'll revisit that. Let's go to the gaming consoles now, because I think everybody is in that space right now. Like, they're always shading ladies buy PS5 for their men. As I don't know if it's that the guys cannot buy it by themselves, but anyway, what's my own? So, you mentioned something interesting about the fact that, okay, gaming consoles can do more than that. Please enlighten me. I need to know.
Yeah, really. Like, a lot of the times where I think I've heard a couple of people say, a couple of my female friends say, oh, once they see probably a man who has a gaming console, he probably is not serious with life or blah blah blah, things like that, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some people feel that way. It might not be a majority, but yeah, some people feel that way.
Okay.
Largely, okay. The consoles are way more than just that right now, to be honest. So I believe everyone has leaks or something, some form of TV streaming app on their
laptops. Okay.
But the gaming console has progressed from just being able to play a video game. Right now, you actually have access to the internet. So you could actually go ahead and surf the internet from your gaming console. You could go ahead to actually watch Netflix, Amazon Prime TV. Have access to that on your gaming console. In the same way, you actually have the gaming consoles, and actually you have a chat forum, actually, you know, you can listen to music. You could do, like, that's just so I say it's more or less like an endless list of possibilities. So you just think it, and you can actually build it in there, and that's why I say right now, of course. Now I'm here, I can actually just tell all the listeners out there, of course, I'm open to actually being bought a PS5. You know, it's Christmas, actually.
Someone is teaching. So that's cool. Now let's go to this recent craze of AirPods right now, AirPods and AirBuds.
Okay.
So is it safe to say that the AirPods are for the Apple people, then AirBuds are for the Android gang? I just wanted to give an overview of what you feel the rationale behind, like, why should I have an AirPod? Can't I just use the normal wired AirPods and just be cool? What advantage do you think the AirPods or the AirBuds have over the conventional AirPods that we used to have?
Okay, that's a great question. So, to be honest, both of them actually do serve the purpose, and when I mean serve the purpose, like listening to music, taking phone calls, they actually do serve the purpose. But there's a convenience factor, like where you, if I put it like that, like using the wireless headphones. I don't want to specify the Apple AirPods, but the wireless headphones in general. So there's this convenience factor. So if you're working probably on your laptop and you probably need to stand up, assuming we join the, let's say, a Zoom call or a Teams meeting, whatever, you know, you join that on your laptop and you need to probably take a walk, not so far away, but just take a walk maybe within your office space or your home, even as the case may be, because well, a lot of people are working from home now. You would, using a laptop, you would probably, and you're using a wired headphone, you probably would carry your laptop around just so that you don't lose connectivity, you know. That's one thing there.
Yeah.
But with a wireless headphone, you actually walk at least to a reasonable distance, you know, and get other things while still being connected. It's just very convenient. And like I always say, you never understand how convenient it is till you actually try it for the first time, you know. So that's just one thing. So you might feel, I don't really need it. Just, but trust me, just try it. And then I bet you come back to the wired headphones. But that's for work, in terms of work.
Interesting.
Then another aspect of it where you actually find it's important is when you actually are working out, exercising. Trust me, it is very inconvenient. Okay. Same with the wires and everything. You probably would drop your phone or something like that. So the wireless at that point is most likely the best, because you're at the gym, you could drop your phone at a particular point and go ahead, do your workout, you have your music in your ears and everything. So that's one of the best places to actually even point out the difference between the wired headphones and the wireless headphones. But yeah, that's largely the difference, if I would say, my opinion.
So what about the cost of acquiring this gadget? Because like, people are of the school of thought that once you have this, you have that, then it means that, you know, you have a lot of money to waste. So what would you say about the cost of acquiring them? And then what other brands do you recommend?
Okay.
Because I feel like right now, so many people are getting, quantity for quality. Okay. Or I really don't know the right word to use. So what are the best brands that you know that, okay, if you spend your money on this brand, just know that you get the right thing, other than going to find something that is just, you know, just for the affluence and all of that, and you don't even get to use it for what you got to cost.
So okay,
what would you say about the cost, and what brands do you recommend?
Okay, so I think that's really quite an interesting question. Well, I'll attempt to answer it in two. We'll talk gadgets in the whole sense, not just maybe the headsets or this. Talk about the gadgets generally. So I say with cost generally, there's no one size fits all, because I understand that people have different earning power, and of course you, at some point you want to try to live within what you can afford, you know. So that's one part of it. But if you're out there listening to this, there's one advice I have for you. Best thing you can do for yourself is invest heavily in yourself, right? That's invest heavily. That word, heavily in yourself, because that will take you far, like, you know. And this spans from educating yourself to even having or getting the best work tool yourself. So the work tools, this is where some of these gadgets actually come into play, you know. So if I know it might sound funny, because some people like, for your office or your organization is supposed to provide some of this stuff for you. Yes, that's where you work in a proper organization, but in some cases where you probably run your own business, assuming you're a photographer or something, you run your own business or you do your own thing, you probably, this rule still applies to you. Invest heavily in yourself. And that's actually one of the ways I can put it. And I think that kind of like points you in the direction of going. Like, you want something good, you know, sometimes you need to plan for it. So, but for getting, in terms of this, like, a lot of people look out for maybe good deals or things like that, like you rightly answered. But for good deals, really, I'm very wary of that word, you know, because I've noticed over time that these technological devices or gadgets, they never really go down so much with their pricing, you know, except you really want to buy when it's probably like 4 to 5 years post-manufacture, you know. So Hence, what I'll say, I advise you to compare the prices friendly vendors online. I'm not promoting anyone. So you know them, you compare your prices with them online and then offline. Trust me, actually not so much. But still, you can wait for Black Friday, which is like a few days away. That way you may get close to like $50 or $100 off, you know. And but the best advice really remains that you look at the device you want and then plan towards it and get it. And this just helps you save it helps you avoid those stories that touch in the name of, oh, you're looking for best deals and everything. But largely, look at the device you want, what's the cost, plan it and get it. That I think that's the best advice I would give, you know. I don't know if I've answered that question completely. Did I leave anything out? Can I do that now?
No, I think you covered the response. I think you did well. Let me clap for you. all right. So that's supposed to be our last question. I'm going to throw a bonus question. So I feel like you are, of course, but like when it comes to gadgets and all of that, I think you're a guru and all of that. So I would want you to just enlighten the audience on probably other things you feel people can use their smartphones for. Because I feel, okay, like you said, what a basic smartphone should have, you should be able to make a call, internet connection, have a good email connection and all of that. But what are the other things that you feel like we can use our smartphones for that probably we are not actually using them for?
Very interesting question. So I think your smartphone really, to me, I don't think it does the same thing for everyone, because the reason you get a smartphone might be different from the reason I get a smartphone, really. Yeah. Sure. So for some people, it's performance of the phone. That's why they get that particular smartphone. Mm-hmm. For some people, they get it because they want to take nice pictures, beautiful pictures. You know, that's why some people actually go ahead to get the phone. So I would just say, the only thing that I think I cannot in this particular area, to be very honest, is look at your phone and look at how much it costs, and then ask yourself a very good question. Is this all? Did you just get your phone like to give you like all the forms of entertainment? How productive is that phone making you? Like, to be honest, I guess everyone has a calendar. Everyone has a calendar on the phone, but do you of your calendar? That's one of the best ways to be productive. You know, your calendar, your time schedules and the rest of them. You have a note-taking app by default on your phone. Often do you make use of that? So I really can't point people in exactly what they should be doing with their phones, you know. But I think this is just a question that I think will help everyone discover the areas that are lacking, you know. That's what I think can point everyone in the best direction to maximize the use of their phones. That's what I can say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what brands do you recommend per gadget, and why would you recommend those brands?
Okay. So, per gadgets. Like I said earlier, it depends on your field, really, you know, and depends on what you actually do. That's something that would determine a lot what you actually get. So, but for a laptop, for me personally, I would always pick an Apple laptop or a MacBook first, and I'll buy. There's actually like a seamless integration with Mac OS, and which I really don't see on the Windows. Now they're great Windows-based operating systems or Windows-based laptops, but let's just say it hasn't yet cut it for me, you know. And then for the longest of time as well, in terms of design and performance, the Apple laptop just do it better. So you have the graphic designers use the Apple laptop more often than the others, you know. That's an example in terms of what you do, you know. So there's more or less that belief that the Apple has that brand, has that that the Apple factor is there, and then also the brand itself actually kind of speaks to it, you know, because you see you have a laptop which you actually have a seamless experience. So it's not just an operating system that's been built there, but also the hardware that runs it. So it allows for a truly seamless experience where Apple controls what happens to the user actually from the first interaction to the last, you know. So that's actually one of the things that you actually find the graphic designers using most of the time. But trust me, you have great laptops that all work well, that work as well, from HPs to Dell, Lenovo and what have you. Or largely, for me, if I was to pick, that's what I'll pick. And again, in terms of longevity, you know, the Apple laptops, most of the time, they do better most of the time. You could get a MacBook or an Apple laptop right now, and you'll probably use it for maybe 5 to 7 years without having issues as compared to what if do that. Yeah, that's actually another factor. Yeah, the Windows-based laptops, some of them started coming up right now. For the longest of time, Apple actually has retained that space in terms of having the ideals like for everything. So, but that's one of the things I would say in terms of laptops. For brands, in terms of phones, you have the Apple phones, which is iOS, and then the Android, and these actually work pretty good. But I can't really say so much. I can't really say so much on the phone. But from what I've said, I guess you actually know my choice. I'll still. I think there's a user experience which I enjoy. But for a person who would like to have an open access kind of to other mobile phones and everything, I would say you can stick with your Android so that you don't feel like you're being boxed into a corner. But largely, the phone depends on what you do and what you want to use it for, you know. So that's actually what I'll say. That's in terms of gadgets. Depending on the kind of work, you would know if you go ahead to use, you need a tablet. So you have the iPads, you have the Galaxy Tab and the rest of them. What other gadget did I list initially? Okay, I said internet connection. In Nigeria, unfortunately, it's very difficult to say that. You know, it's actually very difficult to say that because you could call a particular internet service provider today and then the next day everything is all shit and you'd be like, what has happened? Well, something I recommend normally is that when you move into an area or something, there's this website, fast.com.
Okay.
You could actually just do that and check the speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the speed of your internet. That actually would help you in between the various network providers.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that helps you weigh in between the network providers to find out which actually works better where you reside or where you work, you know, where you're going to spend most of your time. So that. Those are recommendations I can give, you know, the gadgets and as the brands. As to the cost of those things, I largely don't like to say the cost is the cost is, I think is related based on individual, you know. I would always say is that I don't think one should allow others feel and make them feel that they spend so much on gadgets or technological devices that actually then improve their or would help them become more productive, you know, because it depends on what you like. A graphic designer, like I earlier mentioned, if the Mac is what gives him everything, then you don't expect him to buy a couple of laptops two or three times over just because he needs money. That's penny wise and pound foolish, you know. So that's actually what is generally as it regards the gadgets and the cost and the so largely there's no one size. So exactly what you have, what your task or your work, the best in yourself, and you know if you know this is gonna help you achieve this, then please by all means go ahead and get it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I love how you broke it down and you made it simple. enough to understand, because I know so many people grapple with the choices of having to, you know, okay, why do I want to go for an Android or an iOS, or which one should I go for, blah blah blah, which one can I afford, and all of that. But being able to narrow it down to the fact that, okay, what exactly do you want to use it for, and are you sure it's going to make you a better person? If it's going to do that, then you should actually invest in it. So thank you very much for your time. I do not take it for granted.
Thank you very much for having me.
I don't want to run to when I have tech problems.
By all means, please feel free.
All right, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. All right.
All right. All right. Take care. Bye.
Yep.